So as we know, Tosos has another great question. There's a lot of Tosos in this again. I love that. So we all know that when it comes to Korban Pesach, right? So you use a shipud. So as we all know, when you roast the Korban Pesach, right? So when you roast the Korban Pesach, you roast it. There's a spit inside it. Okay, could I just use that instead? A spit. Okay, so a skewer. Okay. Now Tosos has a very great question. Tosos says, which one was it? Sorry.
Which Tosos are we doing?
Tosos, Divrei Maskil. Bishlama, right. Bishlama, okay. So, Vim Tomar. He says, Lamanda Amar D'Ila Gavar. Let's say you hold Ila Gavar. Let's get our bearings here. What's Ila Gavar? Top wins, right? The top defines the status of the bottom. So if the top is hot and the bottom is cold, what happens to the bottom? Becomes hot. Good. Define as hot. Okay. Forget Kleep and all that stuff, okay? Okay, change gears. He says, Lama Pesach Eina Nesar Machmas Hashvud. Okay? But he's a good argument. You should say the Korban, it's amazing. He's saying the entire institution of Korban Pesach falls apart. Because we know from the Mishnah, there's an idea of a Shvud, right? We know there's a spit that's inside the Korban Pesach, but here's the problem. If I put a spit in the Korban Pesach, the whole Korban Pesach should be a problem. Why? Right? Vitzarech litzol es mekomo sub of a shvud. Fine. At least the area around it. Okay? But how could it be in the very natural way that you're supposed to cook the Korban Pesach, you're creating a problem? That's weird. Well, that's weird. It's weird. Okay. But he's saying, before you read the answer, why is that a good question? If I hold Ila Gavar, okay? Top. Ila.
No.
Oh. What do you think?
It depends how you do it.
Skewer.
If he's asking the question, what do you think has to?
The part that's on top.
So his question is that the way God set up Korban Pesach is going to raise an interesting problem because you're cooking on a spit and I hold ilah gavar. So what's going to happen? The spit's tasa. The meat is ilah. Now the meat is hot. What's it doing to the spit? Making the spit hot, right? But now what's the problem? And now what ends up happening? Now the spit does what? So now that meat, that inner part of the meat, is going to be a problem. It doesn't matter. Point is that what do we care about? What's the main question? The main question is that the heat of the spit, right, is affecting the inner part of the korban. And that's a problem because we know the korban has to be roasted, right? Fire roast. Here we got a problem. We have a problem. So Tosos has two answers. Good luck. First answer, Vomari. He says, the ain shvud shel eitz kolet chom kolkach. So it turns out, guys know this, right? By wood. So wood doesn't do what? So one possibility is that the eitz doesn't do what? So since the eitz itself, since the wood itself doesn't absorb, well, let's say it's not a real conduit for heat. It's not a strong conduit of heat, right? So therefore, but here's the key. When it comes to it heating up the inner part of the korban, it's going to be a what? A
not hot.
Don't define it yet.
No, I'm not defining it.
Okay, well,
you can't say it's cold.
It's not cold, but it's not mischanim ksas. I know you're still trying to give something more than some of the facts.
Okay,
I'm really not.
It's not. It's what do you call it? It's kolkach. That's what the language he uses. That it gives off some heat, but not like the same heat as cheres. That's what I'll take for now. Okay, that's answer number one. So answer number one is that. It doesn't give off the same type of heat as charis. So, of course, we should ask on that. Who cares? What do I care? Chom is chom, right? Now, all of a sudden, we're going to start getting into degrees, no pun intended, of chom. We don't want that.
You could
yeah.
say that if that's really the case, then it's not hot, then what's the habanero?
Okay, good. Good. Second answer is another very different answer, I think. Inami, okay? Mibifnim ein roseach. Okay, so. He's saying that in general, this is a very funny answer. The inner part of the Korban Pesach is it doesn't get that hot. Okay, now that kind of makes sense. When you roast something, ever grill a steak?
Yeah.
What happens when you grill a steak?
Inside, internal temperature is cooler than outside.
Much cooler. Yeah, that's how you get a medium rare or rare steak. You get that because you char the outside, but the inside doesn't get cooked to the same extent. That's a very different answer than the first answer. First answer is focused on the shvud. Second answer is focused on the general process of how roasting the Korban Pesach works. That's what I love. I remember now. That's what I love about the sugya. It's a fun sugya because it's like you have these categories and then you keep these modifiers, right? And the modifiers sound very ugh on the surface. You know what I mean? Like, what are we going to start getting into? Like, we don't want to play games. If it's hot, it's hot. So how do you define that now? How do you get out of the quantitative or not enough type of svara? That never works, okay? Can't just say it's not enough. That's not a svara. Right. The Havina was is one second. If the Cham, what's happening here? The Cham exudes into the other thing, right? So now, that's what's happening here, right? Okay, so maybe it's 50 degrees, whatever. It's 90 degrees instead of 200 degrees. Who cares, right? So the first step he wants to make is to say, well, something's happening here. What's happening? So the meat is doing what to the Shvut? So it's what? It's...
But the Shvut is just giving it the property of Cham.
Well, let's take charis first, or let's take metal. Let's take a metal shvud. So if it was a metal shvud, so what's going to happen? So now,
it's beware heat to the.
Okay, so it exudes chom. It transfers temperature, the status of chom, into the metal spit. And now what?
Then it defines the shvud as a shvud shel chom.
How?
Because I don't understand that.
I know, but remember, he does tell you there's a property of eights. In other words, the fact that eights is not collate.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So since the metal is what? Since the metal...
It's collate.
Okay.
That.
So what's going on with the eights then?
It's not collate.
I know. Now can define that.
What?
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying, so therefore what?
So it's not just a factual thing. It's accidentally hot. But it's not hot insofar... Not, I don't mean like that. I mean, it's not...
Oh.
Meaning
it's not hot in